This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Getting to winter time.
Definitely.
It's kind of been like that for a while, although winter doesn't strike us officially till next weekend.
Well, you fooled me then. Last week was just a bitterer. It was so cold.
I know. It's kind of funny, the dates on the calendar and all that stuff. People look at it and think, what? Winter doesn't start till December 21st. It's cold in November.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, the solstice, all that kind of stuff. So, whatever. It's still cold, a little snowy.
Yeah.
We're going to get more of that stuff, I'm sure, before it's all over. Somebody tried to tell me the other day, I won't name names, because, you know, I want to keep them innocent just in case. Somebody told me the other day, they said, you know, the nice thing is it's been kind of cold and stuff in December. Usually when that happens, that means that after the first of the year, it'll get nicer, that January and February will be nicer.
Oh, that'd be a nice change. Has it ever happened?
I don't know. And I'm not looking through the records.
Wishful thinking, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I guess think what you want. Everybody's got their opinions and stuff. You know, you've got meteorologists who are doing things with science and watching the stuff happen as it does. They, you know, they usually won't predict anything further out than about, you know, a week or 10 days.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, you know, some people swear by the old farmer's
almanac.
I was
going to say, what's the almanac say?
You know, they've got their, I guess they'll call it scientific, whatever, but they've got their method of coming up with their forecasts and things, too. So everybody's got something that they ascribe to. So
Yeah. We'll
see. We'll just see how it goes. But, you know, the likelihood of more snow is always going to be there.
Yeah.
It just is. It's going to be cold, and we're going to have some snow. It's pretty rare that we're going to go the year without having any snow and stuff, too. So, you know, you might want to get out while you can and enjoy some of the stuff for holiday, too. You know, one of the things that folks around these parts like to enjoy each and every Christmas season would be the Christmas lights down at the Jack Baird Farm.
Yes.
It's been a while for you.
It's been a very long while for me.
And you grew up so close to them.
Yeah. I know, terrible. I cannot wait to take Wyatt, though. I'm really hoping we can get it taken this year.
Your little he just turned two.
Yeah.
So your little two-year-old boy, he's plenty old enough now to look and see, ooh, look at the lights.
Yeah, it's more like, oh! That's when he gets excited about something. Oh! Yeah.
So he'll be doing that. So you're going to take him down this year?
I hope so. Hopefully we can find time on the weekend sometime to do that.
Yeah, he's going to be an interesting big brother, I think, because he's going to probably want to point him out to his little sister now, who's way too young to understand what
she'll
in the world
sleeping.
He's doing.
Yeah,
she'll sleep through it, but it should be a lot of fun. Well, this weekend, the lights turned on for the first time. This Saturday, the 14th of December, Jack was turning the lights on for the first time in the evening. They're going to go on every night at dark, which is, you know, you're looking at what, 5:30-ish or so? The sun's
pretty
going
much,
down, 4:30, 5 o'clock. So by the time it's really dark, you're looking 5:30 thereabouts. So they're going to be on each night now. They started this Saturday, the 14th, and then they're running through New Year's Day. Now, that includes New Year's Day. That'll be your last chance to see them. It'll be from dark until 10:30 every night, Sunday through Friday, but they're going to keep them on until 11 o'clock on Saturdays. Now, they're on timers. Okay, so don't knock on the door at midnight and say, hey, we just got here. Can you come out and turn them on? He's actually had people do that before.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he said it's not that much fun.
Well, I can't imagine.
And they respectfully have to say no because they're all on timers and stuff, and it would goof everything up to
go
do that. So, but yeah, no, if you get a chance to do that, go check it out and see. He's got so much stuff. It's been a few years since I've had a chance to get down. In fact, just the other night, my wife said, you know, we should go do that this year. It's been a few years since we've gone down and taken a look. Jack's address is 1233 E Avenue. That's E as in Eagle. Okay, E Avenue. It's northwest of Red Oak. You know, quite honestly, if you get down there, if you're coming like from up around these parts and heading there from the north, you're going to go south of Griswold and you're going to go past Elliott and you see that curve there on the road. It was Highway 48. And you're going to see it over the hill. I mean, you're going to see. You're going to take that gravel road, or you're going to take that road and head down in that direction. You're going to see some stuff right away because he's got some stuff sitting pretty high up in the air. There's a star and a cross that sit way up high, but honestly, you're going to see a huge glow.
Just follow the glow.
Yeah, follow the glow. It's pretty simple. I mean, he's got all kinds of stuff. And in fact, this the last year they put a lot of new LED lighting in, which he says really cut the cost of their electrical bills and stuff. I know every year people are always offering things to them. Might be some money to help out. Mm-hmm. And they do have a donation canister out when you come by to see the lights. But people offering to help out with the costs. people are donating things all the time, whether it be lights or display items and things like that. They're always getting ideas and stuff, and everything kind of, I shouldn't say everything changes. They kind of add to everything. Mm. It just keeps growing all the time. But they've got, like this year, they've got a lighted Ferris wheel that's more than 20 feet tall. They'll have a pretty good life-size nativity scene this year. They said there's also a church with animated characters and things in it. They've got a 19-foot-tall soldier that has an arm that waves.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that was maybe a little bit more of a project than they anticipated when they started this year. But I had a chance to visit with Jack this last week, and he's real excited. You know, he's like a big kid.
Yeah.
You know, 82 years old. He's been doing this for over 40 years now and still gets excited about it every year. The whole family gets involved in it. They have a good time with it. So, you know, they're hoping it'll go on. You know, I'm sure when Jack is gone that the family will probably still carry on the tradition.
Oh, definitely.
Just because it's become such a big part of Christmas life here in Southwest Iowa. So many people enjoy that. So when you go down there, if you can help them out a little bit with the expenses, drop a little money in the can, they'd sure appreciate that too to help out. It does cost an awful lot to keep that stuff going.
But, oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope you get a chance to enjoy that. I hope the weather stays nice enough for you to get. It's nice to have a little snow on the ground because it adds that little bit
of Christmas feel. And
it's atmosphere. Yeah, it adds a little atmosphere to it. It gives you that Christmas feel. But you don't want too much that it makes it difficult to get there.
Right.
So, yeah, hope we have nice weather for that, and hope you get a chance to get down and enjoy that. Just head toward, just kind of head down there in the Elliott area. Look for that big curve.
Watch for the glow.
Yeah, curve just look for the glow. Just curve and glow, yeah. Curve and glow. That's all you need to remember. Yeah. No, you'll probably see a line of cars heading there on a particular night, too. So I hope you have a lot of fun with that. Yeah, there are a lot of different places that folks can see Christmas lights if they really love to do that. You know, we still do that.
Yeah.
When we were little kids, my dad growing up in Dubuque, dad would take us in the car one night. Here's mom and dad in the front seat and all four boys packed in the back seat. And off we'd go. Because on Christmas Eve, we'd always go hit like my grandmother's house and we hit my aunt's house. She always had a little party on Christmas Eve. So we hit those two places. Then my other grandmother, they always had big Christmas with the whole family at their place on Christmas Day. But Christmas Eve, we'd go out and go to my one grandmother's house and then go to, my aunt's house where she'd have a little dinner and party there. And then after that, we'd usually take the long way home because Dad wanted to, A, make sure we were tired out by the time we got home. As a parent now, you can understand that.
Yes.
But then it was a chance to kind of see some lights and stuff, too. So we'd drive around and do some of that. Even now, I'm 50 years old now. I'm not five anymore. But we still do that once in a while. We'll go home, except I'll do the driving. Mom and Dad will be in the back seat.
Yeah.
And away we go. We'll just drive around. What we do is we'll go out to see out to my brother's house and visit with them for a while. And then on the way back to my mom and dad's house, Dad will say, hey, let's go check out some lights. So we'll just kind of drive around town, some different places where there are always some neighborhoods in every town that really light up quite a bit. So it's kind of fun to do that. Did you guys do some of that stuff when you were young?
I don't remember doing that besides, going to Red Oak. But when I lived in Omaha, me and a friend would go to the nice areas of Omaha and see all their lights, and they were just amazing.
It's just shocking to me how much work some people put into that. I applaud it. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people will probably just hire somebody to do that nowadays. But
you know, there are companies that you can hire in some big cities to come out. They'll actually hang your Christmas lights.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't even have to have any.
I don't think it's even your own, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you're paying them. They're coming out and putting them up, and you're renting them basically from them. It's kind of like renting a car.
Yeah.
Except they're doing all the driving. They'll come out, put them all up for you, and then take them down after
winter. I wouldn't mind something like that. Somebody wants to come do that, I'll give you some cash for it.
Yeah. And the first guy to retire is the guy who does that for a living, not the person who's paying for them to do it. Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. Well, hope you're enjoying the Christmas season. It's a lot of fun. Hope you're having fun with it and enjoying a lot of the things that are going on here in the area these days. Because there are lots of Christmassy things now. We're getting so close. You know, we're less than 2 weeks away now. So we're getting so close now to the holiday season that just about everything going on, it seems like, is Christmas related.
Yeah. Well, this one's not Christmas related, but it is a very good cause. It's a Red Cross Blood Drive. That's coming up here in Atlantic on December 17th. That's from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Hey, that's giving.
That's true.
It fits
there
right in
go.
With the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Let's see here. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, their Advent service that will be held on December 18th. That's at 6 p.m. And that's held at the First Baptist Church. Again, that's the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, their Advent service. And that's on December 18th at 6 p.m. at First Baptist Church. Also on the 18th, a Thrivent Financial event. It's Social Security Strategize to Maximize. It's on December 18th, and that's they have two sessions. One's at 10:30 to noon, and the other is from 5:30 to 7. That's at the Old Park Hotel in Audubon. You can join them for a free presentation. You can learn how to sort through the hundreds of options to help ensure choices you make are right for you for the rest of your life. They suggest that you RSVP by calling Matt Heller. It's 712-563-2586, or you can also go online and register. That website is thrivent.com/find-a-workshop. So that's the Thrivent Financial event, Social Security Strategize to Maximize. On December 18th, there's two of them you can choose to go to, 10:30 to noon and 5:30 to 7, and that's at the Old Park Hotel in Audubon. Santa Claus, he'll be at Agan's Bakery in Greenfield on December 18th at 4. So make sure you take your kids to Agan's Bakery in Greenfield on December 18th to meet Santa at 4. The next Atlantic BPW meeting, it's going to be their Christmas party. That's on December 18th. They're going to have that at the SF Martin House at 6:30. They're going to do a $10 gift exchange. So if you wish to participate in that, you can. And they'll have a dinner, a choice of salmon or chicken, and they're going to be sponsoring Needy Family for Christmas. If you'd like to make a cash donation or see the list of family needs, just check your email. And they do ask that you RSVP to the Evite with your dinner choice. Again, that's the next Atlantic BPW meeting is their Christmas party on December 18th, and that's at the SF Martin House at 6:30. Flu vaccines, that's coming up a clinic at, on the 18th. It's a flu vaccination clinic from 10 to 11 a.m., and you can register with an appointment at shelbycountyclinics.com or by calling 755-4422. It is for all ages, and that's available through the Murtu Medical Center's Public Health Office. A Christmas party at the Atlantic Public Library. They're going to hold that on December 18th. It's from 2 to 4, and it's for kids in grades kindergarten through third grade. You need to sign up. You just need to call the Atlantic Public Library or just stop in and sign up. It's the Atlantic Public Library Christmas party on December 18th from 2 to 4. Again, that's for grades kindergarten through third grade. Over in Audubon, you can do some roller skating at the Agri Hall Fairgrounds on December 20th and also on January 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Also on February 14th and also in March on March 14th and 28th. They have a little beginners at 6 and then the others are from 6:30 to 8:30. It's only $4 per person, so you can go out and do some roller skating at the Agri Hall Fairgrounds. It's on December 20th. And that's just $4, starts at 6, and then others is from 6:30 to 8:30. Another Red Cross blood drive, this one is in Greenfield. It'll be held on December 20th. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Nottoway Valley High School. Again, that's the Red Cross blood drive on December 20th from 10 to 4 in Greenfield at the Nottoway Valley High School. The third annual holiday ball is coming up. It's on December 22nd. It's at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic, and that is from 7 to 10 p.m. It's just for a free will donation. They're going to have the live big band popcorn button, so they'll be dancing and holiday cheer. And they'll have a special guest will be Santa. It's the third annual holiday ball, December 22nd at the Elks Lodge here in Atlantic, and that's from 7 to 10 p.m. A Holy Trinity Lutheran Church and First Baptist Church, their Christmas Eve service. That's on December 24th, and this one's at 5 at the First Baptist Church. It's Holy Trinity Lutheran Church and First Baptist Church Christmas Eve service on December 24th at 5, and that's at First Baptist Church. Exira Ecumenical Christmas Dinner is on December 25th. It's at noon, and that will be held at the Exira Lutheran Church. They're serving pork loin with all the sides, and everyone's welcome. It's no cost. They do have an elevator access in the main entrance if needed, and drivers will be able to pick up individuals who are not able to drive themselves. So you can RSVP to 268-2660, and again, that's the Exira Ecumenical Christmas Dinner on December 25th at noon at the Exira Lutheran Church. One final Red Cross blood drive I have towards the end of the month on December 30th in Audubon. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's at St. Patrick's Parish Center. Again, that's a Red Cross blood drive in Audubon. That's on December 30th from 11 to 5 at St. Patrick's Parish Center.
A lot of stuff there. I have a couple of other things here going on as well. St. John's Lutheran churches are inviting the community to join them for some Christmas caroling on Sunday, December 15th, and that'll be in Adair. Christmas hymns and carols will be provided. They just ask you to dress warmly. They're going to meet at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Adair Street in Adair at 2 p.m., and refreshments will be served at the church after they get finished caroling. So a little strolling caroling.
A wassailing will go.
A little wassailing, or wassailing. Whatever, however you pronounce that. Yeah. A word that we never use anymore, except in songs. Also, the CAM South Elementary School will hold its Christmas program on Thursday, December 12th. Oh, that was actually already held, wasn't it? Thursday, December 12th was this last Thursday. See, this month is getting away from me so fast.
Oh, my gosh. Incredibly.
I can't even keep track of what is and what hasn't.
I know it.
Wow. A little fast stuff. All right. So all kinds of things going on there. Well, let's take a short break. And then we will be back with more for you here in our program in just a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we are back with some more stuff here, too. You know, it hasn't been the worst winter so far outside with the snow and ice and stuff. We've had our moments.
Right.
Well, that's for sure, but it hasn't been the worst. You know, I saw a little note here this past week from a group called the Snow and Ice Management Association, and they talked about how, you know, falls account for more than 1 million injuries each year in the United States. And there are four types of walking accidents, and the most common is the slip and fall. That happens a lot of times when sidewalks aren't cleared properly, you know, that type of stuff. And, you know, they talk about how every winter driving in snow and icy conditions are stressed, but rarely does anybody talk much about walking on snow and ice and how to do that safely and effectively, because a lot of accidents and deaths occur from people slipping and falling on this slippery walk. So they provided some tips for us to, and it seems like a pretty simple thing, but it's all it takes is one little slip.
That's true.
And then, boom, down you go. But one of the tips is to wear proper footwear. We have 106 things in our closets. Right, girls?
No. Still not enough.
But it doesn't always have to be fashionable. You can carry fashionable with you in a bag and put it on when you get to work or get to the party or whatever else. But getting there, you might want to be functional.
Yeah.
But proper footwear should place the entire foot on the surface of the ground. That pretty much eliminates any high heels, doesn't it?
No problem on me with that one.
And also have visible treads on the bottom of your shoes. And avoid a smooth sole. Opt for a heavy treaded shoe with a flat bottom so you get as much impact surface as possible. Another one is to accessorize and make sure you're seen, too. Sunglasses. We associate sunglasses most of the time with the hot summer sun. Going to the beach. Mm-hmm. Having fun. Sunglasses sometimes are even more important in the wintertime because you get that bright glare off of white snow.
Oh, even
it happens so quickly.
The road, too. Last week, I really noticed that. Jeez.
Well, and the sun is so low in the sky, so much of the day now, too, with the winter season, that you get that reflective glare off a wet street or an icy street. So wear sunglasses. That way you can see in the reflective light of that snow. And also, you might think about a bright coat or a scarf, so that other drivers can easily see you, too, if you happen to be out walking. Also, plan ahead. When you're walking on snow or ice, on sidewalks or in parking lots, make sure you walk consciously. Instead of looking down, look up and see where your feet are going to be next. not where they are right now. That way you can anticipate ice or maybe an uneven surface. Occasionally, maybe scan from left to right. Make sure you're not in the way of any vehicles or other hazards. Parking lots, when so many people are in and out of shopping areas this time of the year, folks are desperately looking for a parking space, and they're not really looking for pedestrians. Or people backing up or whatever. So,
that's true.
You know, be safe and be aware. Also, make sure you can hear. It's not just seeing, but hearing. So many people walk around these days with earplugs or headphones on, listening to music or whatever, or just talking, engaging in conversation where you're not really paying much attention about, you know, oncoming traffic and different things. Also, anticipate the ice. Be wary of thin sheets of ice that might look just like wet pavement. Mm-hmm. You know, the old black ice. Oftentimes, ice will appear in the morning in shady spots, or maybe where the sun shines during the day and melted snow then refreezes at night. So watch for those things. Also, walk up and down steps slowly. When you're walking down steps, make sure you grip the handrails firmly and plant your feet securely on each step. My mom and dad in their house have just a little porch in the front. There are two steps, literally. There are two steps, just little wooden steps that lead up to the porch. And last year, I know we were sitting in the car waiting for my mom to come out. I went out to warm the car up because we're going to head someplace when we were up visiting. And all of a sudden, my wife says, "I think your mom just fell." I'm like, "What?"
Oh,
and I turned and looked real quick, and she was, you know, sitting on the sidewalk. Well, I got out and ran up there real quick. And, "Are you okay?" Well, she was a little sore and a little shocked because she fell. But she was okay, but it could have been a lot worse.
Right.
And it's just walking down two little steps.
Yeah.
It just doesn't take much, and whoosh, down you go. So watch those things when you're out there. You sure don't want to have something like that happen. Make sure you enter buildings carefully, too. When you get to your destination, whether it be school or work or shopping, whatever, look at the floor as you go into the building. The floor might be wet with melted snow and ice. So many people do that, slip and fall. Also, be careful when you shift your weight. You know, when you're stepping off a curb or when you're getting into a car. Because sometimes we're maybe spinning. We're certainly maybe just on one foot at that point. Be careful, because shifting your weight can cause an imbalance. And even those of us who like to think that we're pretty athletic yet in our advancing years can fall down real easily. Also, avoid taking shortcuts. You know, if you're in a hurry, shortcuts can be a good idea. But a bad idea if there's a lot of snow and ice on the ground. Shortcut paths can be treacherous because likely they're located where snow and ice removal isn't possible. And also make sure you look up. Be careful what you walk under, not just on. Injuries result from falling snow or ice as it blows or melts, or icicles break away from the building, the awnings, different things like that too. They can cause falls as well. So yeah, watch out for those kinds of things, because it's supposed to be a fun season.
Yeah.
Don't want it to turn into a disaster.
No.
That's no fun. What else you got over there? You got some birthdays for us, too?
Yes, I do. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Donald Hopp, celebrating his birthday on December 18th. And over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Jim Jorgensen, celebrating his birthday on December 16th. And also Lois Party, celebrating her birthday on December 16th. And happy birthday to Glenn Christensen on December 21st. And also coming up is my husband's birthday, Mike Linfer. Happy birthday, December 18th. I have to get that in there.
Got to keep him happy.
Yeah, I do.
Happy and full.
Yes.
All right. I do have one anniversary to share with you coming up here, too. On December 19th, it'll be the 70th anniversary for May and Bill Babbitt and their family. And their family includes children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren.
Wow.
70th anniversary for May and Bill Babbitt will be on December 19th, and there'll be a card shower. The family is asking for a card shower, so you can send a card to May and Bill Babbitt at 432 Ironwood Road, Avoca, Iowa, 51521. Again, that's 432 Ironwood Road in Avoca, 51521. How cool is that?
Wow, yeah.
That's neat. 70 years together. Congratulations to those folks. That's a good accomplishment.
Especially
when you look around at what happens these days.
Yeah.
The good old days. Also, I have a baby to report to you as well. It was born last weekend, December 8th. It was a boy. It's a boy to Sharon and Brian Gall of Dubuque. And the great-grandparents include Janet Westphalen of Atlantic. The great-grandparents. That's grandparents.
Jeez, Jim.
Wow. Making them older than they want to be. Grandparents include Janet Westphalen of Atlantic and Julia and Gilbert Gall of Farley. So that's the second addition to that family. So congratulations to Sharon and Brian Gall of Dubuque. They had a boy last weekend. Nice. Now, yeah, did you tell me that you had something on your list
something
you
here.
Wanted to throw in?
It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio broadcast that's going to be performed at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. They have a couple of different performances, December 19th, 20th, and 21st, and that's at 7:30, and then also on December 22nd at 2:30. Tickets for adults are $12, and then students are $10, and you can just call the box office to get those tickets at 712-623-3183. Again, that's It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio broadcast, and that's at the Wilson Performing Arts Center December 19th, 20th, and 21st at 7:30, and also on December 22nd at 2:30.
Very good. Well, we just have a few minutes left. I just want to throw out some holiday safety tips, too, because we talked about ice and snow and that kind of stuff, but indoors, too, some other things you might want to remember. Like, for example, if you're looking for gifts for folks, difficult to buy for, do they own a home? Do they rent a home? Do they live in a home? I assume they do. carbon monoxide detectors and smoke detectors, things like fire extinguishers, all good ideas for gifts, too, because if your home doesn't have any of these things, you might want to make it a gift to yourself, too.
Yeah, that's true.
All things you should have hanging around. Also, holidays should serve as a reminder to get that annual furnace inspection, too, if you haven't done so already, because a malfunctioning furnace can cause a fire or other problems like leaking carbon monoxide in the home. Get the lighting checked as well. Check all the holiday lights for broken or cracked sockets. Look for frayed or bare wires, loose connections, damaged plugs. You know how those things can get sitting around all year. Throw away any damaged light sets and make sure all the electric holiday decorations have the UL, the Underwriters Laboratories label on them as well. And cords. To avoid using extension cords is a good thing to do. If you have to use them, never put the cords under carpets, rugs, or other objects where they can become worn and perhaps overheat. Also, there's a rule of three when it comes to electricity. Never overload your outlets. Remember the old A Christmas Story movie where he gets that leg lamp and he's trying to find a place to plug it in? He's got all of these plugs all over the place and boom, there's little sparks of electricity flying every time he tries to plug something in. Not a good thing. Don't use more than three standard size light sets on each outlet. Use power strips because they have their own circuit breaker. Good idea. Also, avoid hanging metallic decorations on a tree that has electrical decorations on it. That should be obvious. The metallic decorations can become charged with electricity, which can result in a shock or electrocution. So don't hang lights on a metallic tree. Use remote spotlights and stuff instead. Outdoors. Decorating outdoors, stay clear of all the electrical lines. Make sure you use extra caution when you are putting up metal ladders. If you use a pole to hang lights in high places, make sure that it has an insulating material of wood or fiberglass, and keep electrical cords out of water or places where melting snow and ice might pool up, too. Again, that should be pretty obvious. Also, never burn a Christmas tree in your fireplace, if you have a real fireplace. The high heat and flames can ignite creosote and cause a flue fire. And also, don't place decorations or flammable objects near an open flame, a stove, or a space heater. And watch those space heaters if you're using them here this winter, too. And we mentioned, too, about the footing and stuff outside. Falls are one of the most common causes of accidents in emergency rooms this time of the year. So keep a supply of that ice melt around, too, the salt and stuff that you can put outside. Use it on steps and walks anytime there's a threat of snow. Don't wait till after it's snowed. You can put it out beforehand. Even heavy frost can turn some of those surfaces really, really slick. So make sure all the entrances and walks are well lit also during the season. You want the holiday season when folks are coming over to your house to be a happy occasion.
Yeah.
Not an ice skating rink.
No.
Not so much fun.
No.
Well, we hope you're having fun, and we hope you get all this stuff taken care of so you're ready to go here for the Christmas holiday season, which is just what?
Too soon.
Yeah, about 10 days away.
Jeez.
So make sure you're ready.
Yeah.
It's coming fast. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.